Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. In July, we have lots of events and deadlines coming up in the first couple weeks. On Tuesday, July 2nd, our last outdoor adventure camp with the Cass County Conservation Board, this one targeted to youth who have completed 6th through 8th grade, and it will be held in Cold Springs Park in Lewis all day from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Learn outdoor skills related to fishing, take a hike in the woods, and make a delicious meal over a campfire. Busing is also available from the Cass County Community Center for that camp. A $10 fee is due by the end of this week if you would like to attend Outdoor Adventure Camp next Tuesday, July 2nd. Be sure and check out the registration form on the Cass County Extension website, the Cass County Conservation website, or stop by the office to get registered. The next day, on Wednesday, July 3rd, is the entry deadline for any youth who plan to exhibit at the 2019 Cass County Fair. If you are entering livestock, you should be doing that through your club leader, and all those forms and payment are due in the office. If you are entering individual communication or other events, you can bring those forms into the Extension office at any time between now and the 3rd, and there is no fee to enter those communication contests, king and queen contest, etc. You can either get the entry forms from your leader or stop by the Extension office and pick up extra copies. Also, a reminder for any Cass County 4-H members planning to show livestock at the Iowa State Fair in 2019, that livestock registration must be done online by the end of the day on July 1st in order to exhibit at the 2019 Iowa State Fair. As we get into the second week of July, we have two programs coming up back-to-back, both focused on getting the most out of what's going on in the garden. First off, on Monday, July 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we have our Food Preservation 101 Introductory Course for Home Food Preservation. Preserving food at home is not difficult, but it does require following some basic research-based recipes. Even if you've been a home food preserver for years, you're invited to come and learn the latest recommendations from our food and nutrition specialist, Barb Fuller. Again, that is Monday, July 8th at 6:30 p.m. here at the Extension office. There is no cost to attend, but you are asked to pre-register either by calling the Extension office or by visiting our website and finding that online registration link. During the course, you'll learn more about a variety of home food preservation methods that have been proven to be safe, including canning, both using the water bath or high pressure methods, dehydrating, and freezing. You'll get some handouts related to food preservation, including some recipes. You'll be able to look at and ask questions about various food preservation supplies and equipment. Learn more about the more in-depth Preserve the Taste of Summer workshops that we have coming up later in the season. And if you do happen to have a dial gauge pressure canner, you can bring the lid in and have that canner tested for accuracy at no cost. All of that at Food Preservation 101 coming up Monday, July 8th. And again, you can call our office for more information or to register. The next day, we are hosting the second in our series of Master Gardener Summer webcasts. Come learn about gardening frequently asked questions with Erin Steele, who works at Ryman Gardens in Ames and is used to dealing with a variety of questions from the public. Erin will tackle the most common asked questions he gets on everything from vegetables to flowers. That is Tuesday, July 9th from 7 to 8 p.m. here at the Cass County Extension office again. That is free and open to the public. Master Gardeners do get continuing education hours, but you are not required to be a Master Gardener to attend, and anyone with an interest in gardening is welcome to join us. So, two programs coming up there. If you are interested, again, more information on both of those available by calling our Extension office here or visiting our website. And finally, if you're a smartphone user and are interested in downloading some apps to make your food prep easier, we've got a couple to point out. We've discussed the Spend Smart, Eat Smart mobile app before. It has a variety of features on the app, including a unit price calculator, the basics of produce, everything from the nutritional value to selecting, storage, cleaning, and preparation, including recipes. And it does have a detailed recipe finder that helps break down affordable, nutritious recipes and keeping track of your favorites right there on the app. Also, our food team has come out with a seasonal and simple app for the summer, an app of all things fruit and vegetable in the Midwest. You can use a zip code locator to find local farmers markets, learn more about selecting and storing produce, and find produce that is in season in your area to make sure you're getting the freshest variety of produce. And you can also browse simple and nutritious recipes to use that seasonal produce as well. So check out both the Spend Smart, Eat Smart, and the Seasonal and Simple app, downloadable from the Google Play Store or the App Store. For more information on all upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, as well as a variety of resources available from ISU Extension, we invite you to connect with us here in Cass County. Stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website, or follow us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.